The state budget is now in the hands of the Republican-controlled legislature. Next, we turn to the co-chair of the powerful budget writing committee, Representative Mark Bourne. We sat down with him at the state capitol and started by asking his reaction to the governor's budget.
The overall reaction is disappointment. It's really not a realistic budget, unsustainable, massive spending, tax increases in a variety of areas in a variety of ways, growing government, new programs, even found a way to work a new agency in. That was kind of a surprise for some of us. So disappointing, certainly not headed in the right direction. Not one that we can really work with. We're going to work from base again. We're going to have to start from current law and build from there on a budget that works for the people of Wisconsin.
What will your spending priorities be?
I think no surprise to folks, both because the people of Wisconsin are what are who tell us, you know, what those priorities should be, but also it's been pretty consistent for several years now that there's some real top priorities that we keep building on, from education to infrastructure investments to health care. I think there's, you know, maybe one slightly new one this time that's been getting a lot of discussion and work done on it already, to look for ways to fund local governments in a better way or to make more sustainable long-term funding there. And that's certainly one that we're working on. I think maybe, hopefully it's an opportunity for compromise. We'll see. The governor certainly approached it in some ways that we will not. We're not going to increase taxes in cities across Wisconsin, which is part of his plan. That's not the model. But investments of new sustainable funding sources with changes, with reforms, with some accountability, with innovation.
As to that common ground around shared revenue and money going back to local governments, as you know, the governor has announced that he would like to take 20% of the state sales tax and return that to local governments. It is, and he credits the Republican legislature with coming up with that idea. Is that the plan?
It's not the plan. The details are certainly not settled. That's what I was just referring to. You know, he took some different approaches with some tax increases coupled with that 20% and things like that. We're not going to do that. We have to make sure that it's focused on innovation, the future, some reforms, not just the same old at a local level, but still new sustainable funding for the future that can help those local governments provide the services that they need to provide in our communities. So there'll be some parallels, but there's definitely going to be some differences too.
I know that in the past, Republicans have talked about being in favor of some kind of family leave, and that was something that was announced in the governor's budget address. Are you in favor of that, or how might your model be different?
I think it's unlikely that there would be a brand new program of that level in a state budget. That's really something that should run through legislation, through the normal committee process, debate, discussion with stakeholders, with communities of interest. And certainly the plan that he put forward is, you know, it'll be removed as policy.
You spoke about a priority being K-12 education. Mm-hmm. He wants to boost spending $2.6 billion. What's your number?
Well, our number will be decided over the next few months in the budget deliberations. And that's the way this always works. So I'm certainly not going to have a number today, but I know that we will invest in education.
What's your reaction to the nearly $300 million toward the Brewers Stadium?
I think that, like anything that's new or sizable, the devil's always in the details. I think we've got a lot of work to do to look at that. I think we need to make improvements to the governor's plan for sure, and have a lot of discussions about that. But certainly, I think, you know, folks generally want to work towards keeping the Brewers in Wisconsin and Milwaukee, hopefully for a very long time.
As to tax cuts, Governor Evers' budget cuts about $1.5 billion, looks at a 10% cut for earners, married earners under $150,000. What's your reaction to that, first of all?
Well, the simple reaction is overall tax cuts are good, generally speaking. But of course, the governor's budget cuts a few taxes in one spot and then raises a whole bunch in other areas. So it's really not tax reform. It's not really tax cuts. It's more of we'll do a few nice things here and then do a whole bunch of things that are the wrong direction on tax policy in other areas. And you certainly won't see a Republican budget that's going to look like that when it comes to tax policy.
Will we see a flat tax in the Republican budget?
I think that for a while now, we've been moving in that direction, and I think that's a great goal. Whether or not we'll get to a flat tax in this budget, I think remains to be seen, but I think we'll continue to do tax reform that moves us in that direction to make us more competitive in the Midwest, with most of our neighboring states having a flat tax.
If you can't come to agreement with where to spend this extraordinary surplus, will you just allow a lot of that to roll over to the next biennium?
Our budget will invest in priorities, both with one-time money, that's the money in the savings account, so to speak, as well as our ongoing revenues. And so I don't think you'll see our budget with, holding a lot of money. We'll certainly save for a rainy day. Our rainy day fund's the strongest it's ever been. So we may keep a little bit money in the balance or in there, but we won't keep strong surpluses. If the governor's veto causes that, that's a different story. That's his decision then. We'll send him a budget that is reasonable, invests in priorities, has tax reform to return money to the taxpayers during these inflationary times. If his decisions, like last time, some of his line of vetoes left some money in the state savings account, so to speak, then that'll be what happens. But that's not the way we'll craft the budget.
All right. Representative Mark Bourne, thanks very much.
Thank you.